The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to The Art Spot. We have a terrific show for you today with Mr. Steve Forbert, the great singer and songwriter, who will be back with us at The Art Spot Sunday of next week, September 15th, for a 7 p.m. show at the Art Center. Welcome to The Art Spot, Steve.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here. Glad to hear you.
It's great having you coming back to the Art Center, even if you look way too much like you did 35 years ago for my own good. But this is a pretty important anniversary in your career as we mark 35 years since Alive on Arrival was a surprise hit, going so much against the new wave grain of that time. But what does it mean to you to be out celebrating this anniversary?
Well, it means still doing what I wanted to do way back all those years ago, what I had hoped would be the reality as this has become, you know. I hate to be too corny, but someone told me recently, if you do something you love for a living, you'll never work a day in your life.
Very true.
So how's that grab you for an answer?
It does. I think that's a beautiful answer, and I think why it's so many of us get drawn to music and the arts, because it does allow us to live a life doing something we love instead of being chained to a desk hoping to retire someday.
You're going to offend people now.
Yeah, people are used to that around here. But
okay.
There's just such a joy when you can do something that's meaningful to yourself and brings joy to other people, that someone can create art that connects with audiences over 35 years, which means you're touching different generations and remaining parts of people's lives for so many decades is an amazing accomplishment.
Well, thank you.
Now, as I understand it, when you come to the Art Center on September 15th, one set will be devoted to Alive on Arrival.
I believe that's the plan. That's the plan. That's kind of happening some this year.
That's pretty exciting. And is the album, or I guess the first two albums, are out as a reissue now?
Yep, they are. They're packaged together, and they sound real good. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, well, your new work sounds real good, too. I got into over with you when before you came to the Art Center last year, promoting the show on the radio. And tell us a little about that work and how it connected in a very real way back to your earlier work.
Well, I think it does, because I've chosen the folk rock genre, really, and it doesn't change much. People coming out in the world of folk rock now, I think, probably sound a lot like, you know, the Byrds or Buffalo Springfield to some degree, or you might say Simon and Garfunkel. That circle isn't unbroken, really, and you couldn't say that for, you know, what's considered pop, of course, which changes all the time, and you couldn't say it for rock, really, and I, you know, oddly enough, you couldn't say it for country music. So, yeah, the first two records, I can do any of this new or older stuff in the show, and it doesn't seem to be confusing. It's of a piece.
Indeed it is. And from 2012's Over With You, we're going to hear the lead-off track, All I Ask of You.
Well, I hear you talk, and I hear you tell it. Well, I always get what the hell I want. But we disagree once again, my darling, cause it's clear to me that I usually don't. All I asked of you was a chance to make it right. armed man lived. What I saw up there was some disrepair. If I saw your heart after all we've been through, would it look to be much the same in there? All I asked of you was a chance to make it right, right. Where your swordtail cat left the porch and showed me what a rocking chair and a kid can do. I'll be on my way when your clock strikes morning, down the break of day on the 5:02. All I asked of you was a chance to make it right. This is not the way it should be, my darling. You should be my wife. I should work all day. You should rest your mind there in bed beside me. When I get back home off the fast highway, all I asked of you was a chance to make it right, right. All I asked of you was a chance to make it right, right.
To the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelburra.com. We have with us today Mr. Steve Forbert, the Mississippian, will be coming to the Art Center next Sunday, September 15th, for a 7 p.m. show. We closed out that first segment with All I Need to Do from Steve's 2012 CD, Over With You. Were you pleased with the Over With You tour? I sure enjoyed your show at the Art Center.
Well, I was pleased with it, but when it comes to touring, I play all the time, so it wasn't as if I, you know, chill out in Palm Springs or Palm Beach and stuff and then rehearse my band that's ready and waiting and, you know, fire up the tour buses. I play all the time, so we could call it a tour, but whenever I'm invited to the Art Center, I play there. So that was the record that was out, and it was, you know, you could call it a promotional tour, but it's, you know, then my life is a promotional tour.
Indeed. Well, let's hear another track from Over With You. Why not Baby I Know? Would you set that one up for us, please, Steve?
Well, unfortunately, there's a bit of truth in this song. It's a series of the verses are some vignettes of some. It's a relationship song, and it's about someone who's really only about 90% perfect.
Only 90%. All
yeah.
Right, Baby, I Know by Steve Forbert.
Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Get out of the middle of the road, you said, but with all the summer leaves around, it's the only place close where I'm finding that I can still watch as the sun goes down. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. I bought a used Evinrude outboard motor and I'll set it in our backyard. Move it by Monday, I'll crank it on Sunday, cause fixing it won't be hard. No. Times can a person say sorry for doing the same damn thing? Is a person just faking, says point well taken, but don't really see what you mean? I know. You must say you've not seen a cicada this close and alive before. I know. What's within reach is some time at the beach on a day of exactly this sort. But I got to ask if you'll help with the task of a ride to the Raleigh airport. Oh, 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 oh. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see. Baby, I know you're only 90% happy with me. I can get back to 100, girl, I can again, you'll see.
That is a great song, Steve, and let's continue our conversation here. Do you feel... even though your work is clearly of a body that stretches over this long period of time, do you feel your songwriting process has changed over the years?
I don't really think so. The only thing that's really changed is that my focus is not what it was for sitting down and writing a song in 40 minutes like I used to could do. And I have an agreement with myself that if a song takes a month to finish, then that's what it's going to be. And I try not to start others until I get that finished, but I'm not, you know, I'm going to keep working on it till I'm really happy with it, can stand behind it and plan to sing it for years. But they take longer now. That's the thing. It's just so different when you're in your early 20s or younger. You just don't have the... You have more time and less distraction.
Yep. This is very true. I find my prose writing keeps shifting later and later into the evening due to all those distractions of daily life.
I hear you.
Yeah. So... what are you working on right now as a songwriter? Do you have one that's going through its month-long process until it gets finished?
Maybe a little, hopefully not that long, but yeah, I think one is just finished, and then I think there's another one started.
All right. We are just about to the end of this segment of... The Art Spot, and before it flies away, I wanted to remind folks how they can get tickets to see Steve Forbert at the Arts Center on Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. You can either go to artcenterlive.org or call the box office at 919-929-2787, and you'll get hooked up with tickets to see Steve Forbert live in beautiful downtown Carrboro. He's played there a number of times, and we consider him part of the family, so we're looking very much forward to Steve Forbert on September 15th. And right after this, we'll continue the conversation with Steve on the Art Spot.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to the Art Spot. We're talking with Steve Forbert this weekend. And before our conversation passed us too far by, I wanted to ask you a bit about a project of yours that is very near and dear to my heart and now nearly 10 years old as time flies by. But that was Any Old Time, the tribute to your fellow Mississippian, Jimmy Rogers. How did that wonderful recording come to happen?
Well, I always felt like if you were playing American music and you were from Meridian, Mississippi, and what is American music? Well, I'll say now, for perhaps lack of a better term, Americana music, whatever I've been doing for all these years. There comes a point when you have to, I mean, you know, it's the law. You have to do some sort of tribute to Jimmy Rogers. So rather than go to jail, I asked Gary Talent to help me, and he said yes immediately and produced the record, called up some of my favorite players, and we just got together. I don't think there were any overdubs on the record, very few. It was really a lot of fun, and I learned quite a bit. So that was very rewarding. It was nominated for a Grammy that year, so I think it was, the right thing at the right time. June Carter Cash, who passed away, won the Grammy, but I don't think anybody's complaining about that.
No, not at all, but Any Old Time's a lovely album that I still pull out from time to time on my Needle Drop show of old time and roots music on another fine radio station. Steve, it's been great having you with us today. What gets you up in the morning these days? The challenge of continuing to pull songs out of your head or entertain the people or what?
Well, honestly, aside from, you know, my daughter and regular things and responsibilities, my daughter is 18 now and going on to college. And, man, I'll tell you, I'll tell you, I'm going to be a grandfather here in the next 3 weeks.
Congratulations.
In the next 3 weeks. But honestly, professionally or artistically, it's what you just said. The writing songs is a challenge. It's always a challenge that it's just the sky's the limit. So I've loved that challenge since I was 17. And also the performances and the people that come out that make up the show. I don't make up the show just myself. It's not a Broadway play. It's about the interaction of the moment with the people that are there in the audience that night. So that's what I love about it. It's always got that going for it. It's a spontaneous thing. And, you know, I'm not just bombarding a show out there. I take requests and comments, and there's some pretty funny things that happen sometimes. Especially in England, where they tend to be a bit, let's just say, witty.
Indeed. That's a wonderful word for the English audience. Thanks so much for being on the Art Spot today, Steve Forbert, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday, September 15th at 7 p.m. at the Art Center, artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. This is the Art Spot on WCHL.